What's going on, guys? Today is Sunday, September 4th, 2022. Hope you're having a great Sunday and you're enjoying the rest of your Labor Day weekend. And don't forget, guys, the store is open, cjbrontonstore.com. We got tank tops, t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, everything on sale, 20 bucks and up. 10% of your total sales are going to Coda Vets, so definitely help them out, help me out, help the channel out, and get our message out. That's all very important. You can find me on TikTok and Twitter at CJ Bronson Show, and the website cjbronsonshow.com for all the audio, the links, the videos, these episodes, all that's right there, cjbronsonshow.com. Please like, comment, subscribe, share, and I appreciate it because I'm trying to grow this channel and get the word out, get our message out. And today's episode is a good one. I'm actually excited to talk about this because being that it's Labor Day weekend, I said, let me find an article about some people who don't want to labor. Some people don't want to work, and some people don't, and they exist. And here's a mother and daughter duo who said, you know what? We don't want to do this no more. But we want to live the good life. So what did they do? Well, they did what's called fraud. They committed fraud, in my opinion. And let's jump into it. Now, a Long Island mother and daughter have been indicted over a month-long decade. More than a decade-long credit card fraud scheme in which they allegedly scammed banks out of hundreds of thousands of dollars for purchases of designer duds and famous and luxurious things such as vacations, etc. And again, how much again was it? Well, they're saying it's about $850,000 worth of credit card debt. Fraud. Their names, well, Karen Geist, 61, and her daughter, Alyssa Geist, 33, appeared in Manhattan Supreme Court on Friday and pleaded not guilty to the slew of charges against them, including grand larceny and fraud. This is, quote, this is a 13-year scheme that involves thousands of credit card transactions where Karen falsely reported, even though she incurred legitimate charges as fraudulent, said Assistant DA Catherine McCaw during the hearing. Prosecutors allege that Karen falsely disputed $850,000 in charge from approximately 14 different credit card companies between 2008 and 2021. Like, what? How did it get this far? Like, how do you get... Anyway, these purchases ranged in nature from the luxurious to the mundane, according to the DA. On numerous occasions, Karen booked travel both for foreign and domestic to exotic destinations. Guess where, guy? Where would you go if you had an endless supply of money? Well, let's find out where she'd go. She went to Paris, Milan, Norway, Costa Rica, Hawaii, and a number of other places, the ADA told Justice Laura Ward in court. The Huntington resident, a former paraprofessional at Elmwood Middle School, allegedly received credit on her statements after calling banks and writing letters to employees falsely reporting fraudulent charges, including $205,000 on her American Express cards and $155,000 on Chase. She booked tickets in her own name, car rentals in her family's members' name, hotel stays in her own name, and luxurious purchases like watches and handbags while she was traveling. Yeah, she also allegedly disputed mundane life expenses, such as purchases at the dollar store, and even a veterinary bill for her dogs, Louis and Daisy, as well as shopping sprees at the likes of Bloomingdale's and Bergdorf Goodman? Not familiar, sorry. Prosecutors allege that Karen, who lost her middle school gig in November of 2016, according to Board of Education records, later recruited her daughter to join the family racket. He charged that Alyssa, a former New York City's teacher, took part in the con for approximately 6 months. 2016, Barclays Bank obtained surveillance footage of Karen and Alyssa making a transaction at a Chanel store, which the two later reported as a fraudulent charge. I mean, dude, how you gonna have your dogs at the vet talking about that wasn't me? Like, whose dogs look like your dogs? Aren't they chipped? Don't they just scan the chip and know these are your dogs? Don't they have cameras in all these stores? Why did it take this long? How the hell did you get away with the $205,000? What was $205,000 with American Express? Yeah. Damn. I try to buy Bitcoin and they hit me up and say, is this you? Like, they don't even let it go through. They're like, yo, there's no way this is you, CJ. There's no way you got $100 to buy Bitcoin. They don't even believe the $100. I usually don't have the $100. But the fact that they red flagged me for that and said, you can't do it. But she's over here spending 205 grand and said, no, that wasn't me. Oh, okay. What? I mean, Alyssa, who again left the City Department of Education in 2015 and founded Tutorology, a home and online tutoring service for kids, allegedly used one of her mom's credit cards for a $1,400 purchase in July 2017. Following Karan's specific instructions, she then disputed the charge to get a refund. While traveling to Montreal with her friends in August 2017, Alyssa texted her mom about how to falsely dispute charges as fraudulent, prosecutors alleged. Not a good idea to text that. Alyssa graduated from St. Joseph University in 2011 with a major in secondary math education, where she was a member of the sorority Zeta Sigma Phi. In her sorority bio, she was asked what her favorite hobby was. She replied, quote, I have a shopping addiction / semi problem. That is a quote, not a joke. It's a both. Actually, it's a joke and a quote because that's hilarious. That's a true quote. She's admitting to having a shopping addiction / semi problem with it. And yeah, if you're committing credit card fraud, I'm pretty sure that's a yes. Police raided Karen's home about a year ago and found more than 100 credit cards tied to multiple purchases, including a refrigerator and sunglasses, as well as receipts related to transactions that were later reported as fraud, the DA's office said. The accused con artists were freed on supervised release following their hearing on Friday, and their passports were order confiscated. Yeah, because they're definitely a flight risk if they've been to all these places. Alyssa, who wore ragged jeans and a printed top, was in tears as she left the court, and both she and her mom declined to comment. Quote, my only comment is she is not guilty. She is completely innocent here, and it will come out in the end, said Alyssa's attorney, James Pascarella. A lawyer for Karen did not immediately return a request for comment. The mom and daughter are due back in court this month on September 14th. And guys, I think it's hilarious. I think it is hilarious to me. Because number one, there's a thing. I understand you want stuff. Hell, I want to go to Costa Rica. Hell, I want to check out Milan. I'd rather go to Costa Rica. But I want to see these places. But you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to fucking rack up credit card debt and then announce that it wasn't me. It's 2022. I'm pretty sure they have a video of you walking your ass on the airplane and walking your ass off. Who the hell was that? Ain't that you, bitch? Who's this? Who scanned their passport at this time that your name on it with your face on it with all your credentials in the ticket and on the passport? That wasn't you? Like, what are you talking about? This is crazy. And the fact that it's happening and it took this long for them to realize that it was an issue. And I'm talking about Chase and American Express and all these companies that realized, hey, we got a problem here. 205 grand? You racked up that much and then American Express? You know what? It's partly on the credit card companies. It's partly Amex and Chase to blame because they should have caught on after the second or third transaction that you said was fraudulent. They should have caught on right then and there, especially when we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. What are we doing? What are you doing? How do you have that many credit cards, yo? What kind of mom is like, hey, daughter, come over here. Let me show you how this is done. Man, you a teacher? Hope you didn't teach anyone else this shit. Man, that... You know, some people just don't want to work, and I get it, man. I mean, I'm working all weekend. I'm working right now. I get it. You don't want to work. You want to beg. Maybe you want to ask for donations. Maybe you want to, you know, scam the system. And I understand that. That's kind of like, not the easy way out, but that is an option, I guess, for many people. And they have that avenue. I don't know. I always feel like you gotta give somebody something for their money. Like for example, the store. I'm giving the shirts, right? I'm trying to give you something for some money. The money is not a lot of money, but I'm giving you something, quality, some good stuff that you can get use out of for some money. Meanwhile, she's over here buying Chanel bags, whatever the hell that is, and talking about it wasn't me. I didn't buy that. Who's this in the video? Oh, I guess they just didn't bother dispute. Like, I guess if you dispute it, depending on the amount, they don't really look into it. But when you rack up 200 grand on one and 100 grand on the other, I feel like that should have been like the, why are you waiting that long to say something? Like, who's in charge of that division? I don't know. I wonder what her penalty would be, guys. What do you think? Like, what should her crime be? Like, what should her, should she get, I mean, obviously she's going to do jail time, and I wonder if she have to pay back any of this stuff. I'm sure she has to. I mean, how can you? You can't give back a vacation, right? You can't return a vacation. You already took the vacation. You can't return meals. You can't return trips. So how is she going to repay this debt? Does this just go no place, right? Because does it go on her credit until she pays it? I'm curious to see how this works. I'm not curious because I want to try it. I'm curious because I'm fascinated by this stuff. Like, what would be, like, if I was the judge? Can the judge say, you got to pay it all back, boom? And now she has to work for 800 grand, her and her daughter. I don't know how that works. Will she have to do jail time? If she does jail time, how can you pay it back? Jail time, and then after a few years, then you got to get a job and pay it all back? I mean, that's 800 grand. That's a lot. A lot of people can't make that in their lifetime. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think the penalty should be? Should the punishment fit the crime? If that's a case, then what should it be? I'm saying that she should have to pay back at least half of it. And I think she should have to pay back as much as she can, at least half or a quarter of it, and the rest has to stay on her credit. But then she can just declare bankruptcy, right? You know what? I don't know. I'm torn on this, guys. Let me know what you think in the comment section, right? Hit me up, CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. Don't forget the store, cjbronsonshop.com. Sorry, cjbronsonstore.com. And on Twitter, it's CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. Excuse me. Blah, 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 blah. One of those weekends, you know? Anyway, have a great day, guys. Don't forget, keep your head on a swivel. Be alert at all times. Man, you got to be ready. These people are crazy out here. And you know I ain't lying. All right. I love y'all. Bye-bye.